ॐ सहनावतु सहनौ भुनक्तु सह वीर्यं करवावहै तेजस्विनावधीतमस्तु मा विद्विषावहै ॐ शान्ति शान्ति शान्तिः Chapter 2, Section 4, Mantra number 10, page number 250. Sayatham Ardraidhagnehem Abhyahitatam पृथक् धूमा विनिश्चरन्ति एवं वा अरे अस्य महतो भूतस्य निःश्वसितमेतत् ऋग्वेदो यजुर्वेदः सामवेतो अथर्वाङ्गिरसः अथर्वाङ्गिरस इतिहासः पुराणम् विद्या उपनिषदः श्लोकाः सूत्राणि अनुव्याख्यानानि व्याख्यानानि अस्यैवैतानि निःश्वसितानि याज्ञवल्क्य रिवीलिङ्ग् दि आत्मा ऐक्यैकत्वम् ஆர் சர்வாத்ம பாவான். இந்த சிக்ஸ்த் மந்த்ரா வி ஹவ் கம்ப்ளீட்டட் தட் ஆத்மா அலோன் இஸ் எவ்ரி திங், தேர் இஸ் நத்திங் அதர் தேன் ஆத்மா. இஃப் ஐ சி எனி திங் அதர் தேன் ஆத்மா இட் இஸ் மித்யான். ஸோ ஆத்மா ஏவ சத்யம் தன்யத் சர்வம் மித்யா. ஆத்மா இஸ் ரியல், தன்யத் சர்வம் வாட் எவர் ஐ சி அதர் தேன் ஆத்மா இஸ் அன்ரியல் அனாத்மா. தட் இஸ் த சிக்ஸ்த் மந்த்ராஸ் எசன்ஸ் வி ஹவ் கம்ப்ளீட்டட். இன் செவன்த் எயித் அண்ட் நைன்த் ஸ்லோகாஸ் வித் தி சிக்ஸ்த் மந்த்ரா ஸ்ரவணம் பார்ட் இஸ் ஓவர். Atma is everything you have understood. Then how to assimilate this fact? Yajnavalkya giving many examples. Just as he says, like this, he gives one example and says it is like that. No? You should not extend the example. Suppose I say the pot is like a body, no? And there is a space inside like Atman. You should not extend, how can I be the pot? You are not pot, like pot. Atma is not space, but like space. All pervasiveness, that asangatvam of Akasha and Atma are similar. Example, many students extend the example and they misunderstand the whole teaching. We should know the limitation of every example. Samanya dharmaha and viruddha dharmaha. Common futures, uncommon futures. Not vishesha dharmaha. Viruddha dharmaha. Common features only we have to take, uncommon features we should not take. Okay? Now, in this 7th, 8th and 9th mantras, up to 12th mantra also, Mananam part we are seeing, In this portion, Yajnavalkya says, Are Maitreyi, may you understand this Atma as the material cause. So, Vishesha Jnanam, Samanya Jnanam, 7th mantra, 8th mantra, 9th mantra, Vesa. Vishesha Jnanam is a particular knowledge. Samanya Jnanam is a general knowledge. You can never receive the Vishesha Jnanam, particular knowledge, without Samanya Jnanam or general knowledge. So, general knowledge is the support of particular knowledge. For that, 3 instruments we saw, Veena, Shankha and Dundubhi. So, Sthiti Karanam. Material cause means what? Srishti Karanam as well as Sthiti Karanam also. Atma is the cause of this entire creation. Srishti Karanam. Not only that, Atma is the cause for sustenance of this universe. That we saw in the 10th mantra. Sa yatha artha etha agnehe. That fire, wet fuel. When you kindle that fire, you take wet fuel. Wet fuel and that's it gives smoke. Okay? If you kindle that fuel, that fire first comes what? From that fire, smoke will come, sparks will, first smoke comes, then sparks will come. Like that, from this Atma also, you have to, example, you have to supply this way. Fire is compared to like a, Atma. Atma is compared to the fire. Wet fuel is compared to Maya. So, Maya Sahitam Brahman. You kindle. The kindle means what? Once the association takes place, the fire and wet fuel association, Maya and Shuddham Brahma association take place, what will happen? Smoke and sparks, just as they have come, similarly, this Maya Sahitam Brahma, that Brahma associated with the Shariratrayam, all Nama Rupas come out. Maya Sahitam Brahma, once association take place, Vedaha Nishvasitani. That is the topic we were seeing in the last class. So, yatu yatu sthiti karanam, this maya sahitam brahma is the material cause, and that rasa, the essence behind every nama rupa, this nama rupa came from where? In the form of Veda, it came just like from your breath. You breathe, the air you take and you leave out. Just as you breathe in, you breathe out. From Bhagavan, all Vedas came out. All Vedas came out of Bhagavan's. Bhagavan is the cause for the manifestation of the Vedas. How they come? Just as you breathe in, breathe out. Like that, all they came out of Bhagavan. In these topics only you require some Shraddha. Okay. You should not use your intellect here. Okay. Swamini, without using intellect, how can you understand? Use your intellect. But don't probe too much into that. Okay. Nishvasitani means don't take literally. Bhagavan is sitting there and he is leaving the breath. All Vedas are coming out from the nose. Don't take like that. Upanishad says, Yajnavalkya says, Bhagavan is not the author of Vedas. Bhagavan is not the author of Vedas. Bhagavan is only assisting to manifest the Vedas. Vedas were there already in potential form. Vedas were there already in potential form at the time of Srishti, creation. Bhagavan assists to those Vedas which are all in avyakta form. Bhagavan assists them to manifest. That is called Nishvasitam. So Ishvara never create Vedas. Why? Vedas are eternal. Eternal Vedas cannot be created. That is why creation is nothing but what? Manifestation. Only appearance. Avyakta avastha to vyakta avastha. Therefore, there is no new creation. This point we have to assimilate. Koncham kashtam da. Assimilate aagradhu romba kashtam. Enna potential avyakta roopama irukkindra creation vandu vyaktam aagradhu. Adhe creation. Unmanifest creation, manifesting that itself is called creation. There is no new creation. That means what? Creation is always there. In two forms, either in visible form or in invisible form. Invisible form means avyakta form, potential status. Visible form means vyakta sthiti, vyakta means manifestation. Therefore, first what came in this creation means, Bhagavan manifest the creation in the form of Vedas came out. Vedas. What do you mean by Vedas? Four Vedas, Rig Veda, Yajur Veda, Sama Veda, Atharvana Veda. Ashta Brahmanaha. Brahmanaha means not Brahmana Kshatriya Vaisya. Ashta Brahmanaha and Brahmana portion of Veda. Brahmana portion of Veda, eightfold it came, and four Vedas. Four plus eight, 12. All 12 came out of Bhagavan's, just like you breathe from Bhagavan's, just like that it came. Nishvasitam, Muchikatha Madri. Muchikatha Vedila Vitta, Vedas have come. Muchikatha Vulaita, Pralayam Manartham. Bhagavan Muchikatha Vedila Vedradivande, manifestation of Vedas, and taking breath inside is called Pralayam. Like that. Now, what are these 4 Vedas we know? Rig Veda, Yajur Veda, Sama Veda, Atharvana Veda, Mantra Bhaga. That is Mantra Bhaga. Brahmana Bhaga here means 8 factors are there that we have to see. Before that, last class, I have given another point. Vedaha means here, along with Veda Shabda, Artha also has come. Veda means what? Shabdam. And the Shabdam along with that, Artha also has come. Shabda and Artha. Artha means what? That objects. Along with those objects, names and forms all came into existence. இப்படி புரிஞ்சுக்கணும். வேதா ஹேஸ் கம் இன் டு எக்ஸிஸ்டன்ஸ். அந்த நாம, வேதா மீன்ஸ் ஷப்தா, ஷப்தா மீன்ஸ் நாம. நாம, வென் நாமா இஸ் தேர், டெஸ்க் நாமா இஸ் தேர், நேம் இஸ் தேர். டெஸ்க் பொருள் இருக்குமா இருக்காதா? இருக்கு. மைக் நாமா, நேம் இஸ் தேர். மைக் பொருள் இருக்குமா இருக்காதா? இருக்கு. மேல் ஹியூமன் பீயிங் நாமம், பேரு, அதுக்கு பொருள் இருக்குமா இருக்காதா? யார் அந்த பொருள்? நானே தான். சோ ஆப்ஜெக்ட் ஆர் அர்த்தா, திஸ் இஸ் கால்ட் அர்த்தா. அர்த்தா மீன்ஸ் ஹியர் நாட் மணி. ஓகே, அர்த்தா மீன்ஸ் ஆப்ஜெக்ட். நாம அண்ட் நாமி, சப்தா அண்ட் அர்த்தா, அபிதானா அண்ட் அபிதேயான. சோ பர்சன் கெனாட் எக்ஸிஸ்ட் வித்தவுட் நேம். Name cannot exist without person. Desk cannot exist without the desk name. Name cannot exist without desk. So every word has got its own object in the creation. That is what? Shabda and as well as forms, names and forms put together Vedas, all have come into manifestation. Vayu is a padam. And Vayu artha, Vayu is there. Akasha is a padam. Akasha is there. Agni is a padam. Agni artha is there. Prithivi is a padam. Prithivi artha is there. Porul, artha na porul. Every object has got its own name. Nama, nami and object. Nama and nami, not mami, nami. Okay? Okay, mami also. Mami is also a padam. Without mami, mami padam cannot exist. Mami padam cannot exist. Mami cannot exist without mami padam. So, mami and mami padam both are non-separable, inseparable. Inseparable. You cannot separate vak artha. You cannot separate the Parvati and Shiva. Vagartha viva sampruktau vagartha pratipattaye. Up to here I have given in the last class. Now, what are those eight? Veda now says, artha means, in short, whatever padan chalunana, Veda is a shabdam. Artha means nothing but prapancham. This prapancham is full of what? Nama, rupa. So, nama comes under Veda, artha comes under prapancha. So, Veda and prapancha nothing but nama and rupa. Whole prapancham, what you are seeing? Prapancham, enna enna paathindirken? Rupam. Ella rupathukku oru per irukka illaya? Nama. So, what we are seeing? Nama, rupa. Try without nama, rupa. You experience the world. Imagine for a few seconds. Imagine without nama, rupa, experience the world. Whatever you experience must have a form. Why? Because you are experiencing. Experience presupposes the form. Every form need an experience. Experience and form are not separable. They are inseparable. So, therefore, these eight, what are those eight things have come? Now we will see that. Number one, பெரிய லிஸ்ட் இருக்கு அதுக்கு அந்த லிஸ்ட் சொல்றேன் நான் ஒன் பை ஒன். வாட் இஸ் தட் வாட் இஸ் த ரீசன் ஃபார் தட் கம்பேரிங் தட் பிரீதிங் வித் வேதாஸ் மேனிஃபெஸ்டேஷன். ஒன் எக்ஸாம்பிள் ஐ ஹவ் கிவன், எஃபர்ட்லெஸ்னஸ் சிக்னிஃபிகன்ஸ். வித்தவுட் எஃபர்ட் யூ ஜஸ்ட் யூ பிரீத் இன், பிரீத் அவுட் லைக் தட். பகவான் ஆல்சோ மேனிஃபெஸ்ட் த ஹோல் வேதா என்டையர் பிரபஞ்சா வித்தவுட் எனி effort and artha. Number one, that eight, four Vedas plus eight Brahmanas. What are those Brahmanas? Here in Brihadaranyaka also we call every section as Brahmana. I am not talking about that Brahmana now. It's a different Brahmana. Okay. Brahmanas are eight. Number one, Itihasa. That's mantra, Agnivalka, enumerating one by one. Itihasa. ரிக்வேத யஜுர்வேத சாமவேத அதர்வாங்கிரச. ஆஃப்டர் தட் செகண்ட் லைன் ஃப்ரம் பாட்டம், இத்திஹாச புராண வித்யா உபனிஷதா. லிஸ்ட் இஸ் கிவன் ஹியர். ஐ எம் கோயிங் டு கிவ் த லிஸ்ட் அண்ட் த மீனிங் ஆல்சோ, பிகாஸ் ரெகுலர் மீனிங் யூ கெனாட் டேக் ஹியர். யூ ஹாவ் டு டேக் ஏ டிஃபரெண்ட் மீனிங் ஹியர். வாட் ஆர் தோஸ் மீனிங்ஸ்னா, சங்கராச்சாரியா enumerate one by one. Itihasa means a story part of Veda is called Itihasa, not Mahabharata, Ramayanam. We should not take those Bhagavatam and all Itihasa here. What is the reason why we should not take those Itihasas? Ramayana, Bharata, Mahabhagavatam, all are written by a person. They are Paurusheyam. They are not apaurusheyam. They are paurusheyam means written by Ramayana, written by Valmiki. Valmiki Ramayana written by whom? Valmiki. Okay. Mahabharata written by Vyasa Bhagavan. Therefore, they will never come under Veda. They are all Paurusheya Grandhas. We are talking about Apaurusheya, that which manifest from the Lord. They are all Apaurusheya, not born out of human intellect. So, Itihasa means a story given in Vedas about Urvasi, Pururava. These are all stories given in Vedas. Based on that only Valmiki, Vyasa, all of them have written stories. So, stories are also given in Veda itself. Second one is Puranam. Purana is the portion which, where the creation's topic comes. The portion that which the creation topic comes. Tasmadva etasmad atmana akasha sambhutaha. Where? Taittiriya Upanishad. That portion is called Puranam. That portion, creation portion is there. Asadva idamagra asit. From there it has come the creation. Tat asrujata. All these are Purana portion of Veda. Janmadyasya etaha. So from whom that creation has come. These are all Brahmana portion. Number three, Vidya. Vidya means music, dance, etc., etc. All 64 kalas came out of those vidyas only. Now, fourth one is Upanishadaha. Upanishadaha means not regular Upanishad. Isha kena kata munda mandukya adikrilya. Upanishadaha na secret name of that Brahman, Atma. Secret name given to that Atma. Satyasya satyam. Satyasya satyam. Or priyaha. Atma ka peru enna theriyumo? Priyaha. Why? It is priyan to us. That is a secret name of Atma. Number five, shlokaha. Quoted in the Brahmanaha. Brahmana prabhavaha shlokaha. Eto va imani bhutani jayante ena jatani jivanti tat prayantya bisambishanti iti, wherever iti comes, that previous portion is called shloka. In Taittiriya Upanishad, we saw shloka will come and commentary comes, vritti and vyakhyanam. When we saw in Taittiriya Upanishad, there is a shloka, tadepyesha shloko bhavati. Tadapyesha shloko bhavati. Where it occurs, pura, it occurs in only in Veda. Isn't it? Therefore, shlokaha. Asadva idamagra asid. Tadapyesha shloko bhavati. Idu kuru shloka mirka. Idu kuru shloka mirka. And the Upanishad, quoting the Rigveda mantras, they are all shlokaha. Separate shlokas will come in every Upanishad. Do you remember? You are supposed to remember. You don't remember, refer your notebook or textbook. Okay, they are called shlokas. Then, sixth one is sutrani. Cryptic statements contains the entire essence of Veda. Not Brahma Sutram, Yoga Sutram, but here sutrani means in the Veda itself, that sutra comes. What are those sutras? We saw Vidya Sutram, Avidya Sutram. Leo, in the here Brihadaranyaka Upanishad itself, we have completed Vidya Sutram 147. Atma Ityeva Upasita. That is Vidya Sutram. Avidya Sutram 1410. Visa anyosau anyohamasviti nasa veda devanam pashuhu. Idella avidya sutram. This is the sixth one. Number seven, anuvyakhyanani sutra vivaranam. Anuvyakhyanam, whatever vidya sutram has given, atma iti eva upasita. how much vivarana we saw later, how much anuvyakhyanam we saw, followed by that sutrana. Anuvyakhyanani sutra vivarana bhutani brahmava idamagra asid. Adhikapra explanation comes. That is anuvyakhyanam. Brahmava idamagra asid and the sutra. Adhikapra explanation comes anuvyakhyanam. Tadesha bhyukta satyam jnanamanantam brahma yo vedanihitam gohayam vyakhyanam. This is anuvyakhyanam. Satyam jnanam anantam brahma. This is sutra, mahavakyam is sutra. Adhikki mila vyakhyanam ennam. What is that satyam jnanam anantam? Yo vedanihitam guhayam paramevyo man soshnute sarvan kaman saha anuvyakhyanam. That satyam jnanam anantam brahma is nothing but which is available in the heart of the human being by knowing which everyone can attain free from all desires and fulfill all desires. Free from expectation and all desires are fulfilled for him. That is vyakhyanam. Anu vyakhyanam. And the Vedatthilai irukkum. Sutram ange irukkum. Shlokam ange varu. Anu vyakhyanam varu. Namakku theriyanu. Edi shlokam, edi vyakhyanam, edi sutram. Namakku theriyadu. Thank God. Shankaracharya is like a guide. Namakku text. டெக்ஸ்ட்டு வந்து கஷ்டமாக இருக்கும் எப்போவுமே. இந்த கைடு எழுதுவங்களெல்லாம் என்ன பண்ணுவா தெரியுமோ, எவ்ரி டெக்ஸ்ட் ஹேஸ் காட் இட்ஸ் ஓன் கைடு. வி ஆல்வேஸ் வென் பப்ளிக் எக்ஸாம்ஸ் வரும்போது கைடு எங்கே கிடைக்கும், வேர் வி கேன் கெட் த கைடுன்னு. கைடு என்ன பண்ணுவான்னு சிம்பிளாக போட்டுடுவான் எல்லாமே ஷார்ட்கட்டில். ஸோ லைக் தட் சங்கராச்சார பாஷம் இஸ் எ கைடு ஃபார் அஸ், வேர் தட் டஃப் பர்சன் ஹீ சிம்பிளிஃபைஸ் இன் எ வெரி பியூட்டிஃபுல் மேனர். ஸோ இல்லைன்னா புரிஞ்சுக்கிறதே கஷ்டம். நம்பர் 8 வந்து வியாக்கியானம். வியாக்கியானம் மீன்ஸ் மந்திர விவரணம். அணு வியாக்கியானம் சூத்திர விவரணம், வியாக்கியானம் மந்திர விவரணம், ஆர் ஸ்லோக விவரணானி. இந்த சப்தான பிராமணன்ல ஆல் தி போர்ஷன்ஸ் வில் கம். ஃபோர்த் மந்த்ரா, ஃபிஃப்த் மந்த்ரா, ஆல் தீஸ் ஆர் லேட்டர் எக்ஸ்பிளைன்ட். That is called Vyakhyanam. Means commentary. Vyakhyanam means what? Commentary. So, etani, all these are four mantra. All these four bhagas, Vedas and eight Brahmana bhagas, all they have come from Paramatma alone. From the breath of Paramatma. Paramatma breath, they came out effortlessly up to here. The 10th mantra is over. Now we have to enter into 11th mantra. Creation has come into existence. Now how to understand this creation? The 11th mantra is going to explain. Yajnavalkya is explaining further. Now srishti sthiti over. What left out? Laya. Laya means dissolution. Where from they have come, all these nama, rupa, prapancha, they have to merge into its own cause. Layasthanam. That laya prakriya or ekayana prakriya is going to come. This is called ekayana prakriya. There is one correction in this 11th mantra. 5th லைன் ஏவம் சர்வேஷாம் வித்யானாம் இஸ் தேர். யூ கரெக்ட் இட் அஸ் சர்வேஷாம், பதில சர்வாசாம். வித்யா இஸ் ஸ்திரீலிங்கம், சர்வேஷாம் இஸ் பும்லிங்கம். ஸோ வித்யா இஃப் இஸ் தேர் யூ ஹாவ் டு ரைட் சர்வாசாம். சர்வா சர்வாசாம் வித்யானாம். நவ் வில் ரீட் த மந்திரா. 11th mantra. Now, Agnivalkya presenting Atma is the layasthanam. He is going to present. Sa yatha sarvasam apam. Sarvasam apam. சமுத்ரஹாயேகாயனம் ஏவம் சர்வேஷாம் ஸ்பர்ஷானாம் த்வகேகாயனம் ஏவம் சர்வேஷாம் கந்தானாம் நாசிகே ஏகாயனம் ஏவம் சர்வேஷாம் ரசானாம் ஜிம்ஹைகாயனம் ஏவம் சர்வேஷாம் ரூபாணாம் சக்ஷுரேகாயனம் ஏவம் சர்வேஷாம் ஷப்தானாம் ஶ்ரோத்ரமேகாயனம் ஏவம் சர்வேஷாம் சங்கல்பானாம் மன ஏகாயனம் ஏவம் சர்வாசாம் வித்யானாம் ஹ்ருதயமேகாயனம் ஏவம் சர்வேஷாம் கர்மணாம் ஹஸ்தாவேகாயனம் ஏவம் சர்வேஷாம் ஆனந்தானாம் உபஸ்தயேகாயனம் ஏவம் சர்வேஷாம் விசர்கானாம் பாயுரேகாயனம் ஏவம் சர்வேஷாம் அத்வனாம் பாதாவேகாயனம் ஏவம் சர்வேஷாம் வேதானாம் வாகேகாயனம் Now Agnivalkya presenting that Atma alone is the dissolution or resolution ground, O Maitreyi, because from Atma alone everything has come into existence. From into that Atma only everything has to merge. Ekayana means goal, gamyam, destination, resolution ground and artham. Ekayanam. Nama Rupa has come into existence into that Prapancha world. This Nama Rupa Prapancha, Rupam has got all Sthula, Sukshma, Karana, Shariram. You take entire Sukshma Shariram, all 17 faculties they have to merge into its cause. Karana Avastha. From that Karana Avastha, it has merged into Atma. The big list he is giving. You know, Pancha Jnana Indriyani, Pancha Karma Indriyani, Manasu, Buddhi, all are going to merge. No? One by one, we will see that. No? Atma alone is the Sarva Layasthanam. Karana enna, Atma alone is the Sarva Utpattisthanam. Atma alone is the Sarva Utpattisthanam and Atma alone must be the Layasthanam. First one, Vishesha Shabda he gives. The whole technical it's very simple. Here, Vishesha Shabda means the sound you are listening. Vishesha Shabdaha, particular sound. All sounds, whatever you listen, every being, the listening sound, what is its resolution ground? Shrotram, Indriyam. The sounds have to merge where? Into Shrotra Indriyam. That's what he says. Vishesha Shabda resolve into Samanya Shabda. From Samanya Shabda only Vishesha Shabda has come. So, Vishesha Shabda, when it dissolves, where it has to go? Samanya Shabda, general sound. That is the resolution ground. Samanya Shabda has to merge into Sankalpana, Manas. Where from this Shabda? Now you see, Tattva Bodha, care of Tattva Bodha, Atma, that is awareness, Manas, mind is aware of sense organs. Every sense organ pinnad enna irukke manas irukke manasula dhaan sankalpam varudhu. No, to listen this music, this class, this paattai adhu idhu kekkanum manasula dhaan varudhu. Appo indha manas enna porudhu pinnadi andha sense organ, sound sense organ ku pinnadi porudhu andha samanya shabdam. Then it goes to the particular sound, isn't it? Particular sound, you take veena sound is a particular sound. Dunduvi sound is a particular sound. Shankha sound is a particular sound. A particular sound is able to heard by whom? The Shrotra Indriyam. How the Shrotra Indriyam is able to listen? Because of mind. There is a, this Indriyam is backed by the mind. How mind is able to receive that sound? Mind is backed by that Atma, Vijnanam, Chaitanyam. Appa. அந்த விஜானம் சைத்தன்யம் தான், ஆத்ம சைத்தன்யம் தான் மனசுக்கு பின்னாடி இருந்து அந்த மனசுன சைத்தன்யம் ஆக்கி அந்த மனசு போய் இந்த சப்தம் கேட்கணும்னு சொல்லி அப்போ இந்த சென்ஸ் ஆர்கான், தி சப்த இந்திரியம் இஸ் ஆக்டிவேட்டட். அந்த சப்த இந்திரியம் போய் இந்த பர்டிகுலர் சவுண்டுன்னு பிடிச்சிடும். இப்போ இந்த பர்டிகுலர் சவுண்ட் மெர்ஜ் இன்டு வேர்? ஜெனரல் சவுண்ட். ஜெனரல் சவுண்ட் ஹேஸ் டு மெர்ஜ் இன்டு வேர்? மைண்ட். மைண்ட் ஹேஸ் டு மெர்ஜ் இன்டு வேர்? விஜானம், தட் அவேர்னஸ். அது அங்கேருந்து தான் வருது, அங்கேதான் போகணும். ஜஸ்ட் ஆஸ் உபனிஷத் கிவ்ஸ் த எக்ஸாம்பிள். அந்த எக்ஸாம்பிள் சொன்னால் உனக்கு நல்லா புரியும்னு சொல்லி, ச யதா சர்வாசாம் அபாம் சமுத்திரஹா ஏகாயனம் ஃபார் ஆல் வாட்டர்ஸ், வேர் எவர் வாட்டர் இஸ் தேர், ஃபார் ஆல் ரிவர்ஸ் இன் வாட் எவர் ஃபார்ம் தே ஆர் தேர், ஸ்னோ ஃபார்ம் ஆர் ஸ்டீம் ஃபார்ம், வேப்பர் ஃபார்ம், கேஷியஸ் ஃபார்ம் or bubble form, foam form, any form, whatever is there, any river, anywhere, where they are going to merge finally? Ocean. Why they have to go into motion? Because they have come from ocean. So, samudrat utpannaha. That is a dravati. Again, dravati. And it flows into samudram. Samyak dravati into சமுத்திரம். இட் கேம் அவுட் ஆஃப் சமுத்திரம், இட் மெர்ஜ் இன் டு சமுத்திரம். வாட்? நாட் ஆத்மா, வாட்டர். அகெயின் சி, வென் தட் சன் ரேஸ் ஃபால், தென் இட் கம்ஸ் தட் வாட்டர் வெப்பர் கோஸ் இன் டு ஃபார்ம், இன் டு வாட்டர் ஃபார்ம், அண்ட் தே ஃப்ளோ 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 அண்ட் மெர்ஜ் இன் டு ஓஷன். அகெயின் தே கம் அப், அகெயின் தே ஃப்ளோ இன் டு ஓஷன். கேன் யூ ஸ்டாப் திஸ்? யூ கேனாட் ஸ்டாப். That's what Agnivalkya says. Samudraha ekayanam evam sarvesham sparshanam. Sparsha indriyam is taking first. Sparsha indriyam means a specific, a particular touch. No? Particular, every individual. Individual identity, particular touch. No? All will merge into what? Total touch. Samashti sparsha. ஸ்பர்ஷ ஜானல் அங்கே மெர்ஜாகணும். சமஷ்டி ஸ்பர்ஷ, ஜெனரல் டச். பர்டிகுலர் டச் ஹேஸ் மெர்ஜ் இன் டு வாட்? ஜெனரல் டச். லைக் தட் ஹீ இஸ் பாயிண்டிங் அவுட். ஐ கிவ் இன் திஸ் ஆர்டர். ஓகே, சப்த ஃபஸ்ட், சப்த ஸ்பர்ஷ, லைக் தட் அந்த ஆர்டரில் போடலாம். எனி ஆர்டர் இஸ் ஓகே. ஓகே, சாமானிய சப்தா, பர்டிகுலர் சவுண்ட் in general sound, particular sound merge into general sound, number one. Samanya shabda into, again, sankalpa. So, vishesha shabda into samanya shabda, samanya shabda resolve into or reduced into sankalpa. Samanya shabda sankalpa. Samanya shabda sankalpa. Sankalpa means experience. Mind only experience, no? That experience merge into where? Na, vijnana chaitanyam. విజ్ఞాన చైతన్యం, ఇట్ మెర్జ్ ఇన్ టు అవేర్నెస్. విజ్ఞాన చైతన్యం ఎలోన్ అవేర్ ఆఫ్ దట్ మైండ్ సంకల్ప, దట్ సౌండ్ ఇట్ ఈస్ అవేర్ ఆఫ్. సో సామాన్య విశేష శబ్ద ఇంటు సామాన్య శబ్ద, సామాన్య శబ్ద ఇంటు సామాన్య శబ్ద సంకల్ప, సామాన్య శబ్ద సంకల్ప మెర్జింటు విజ్ఞాన చైతన్యం. అదెల్లా ఇంకా చూడాల, శంకరాచార్య రైట్స్ ఇన్ హిజ్ భాష్యం. ఇవరు వంద ఉపనిషత్ మంత్ర ఏకాయనం 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 పోయిండే ఇరుకు. సో సెకండ్ వన్ ఈజ్ ఆల్ స్పెసిఫిక్ ఫార్మ్స్ రూపం చక్షుః, ఆల్ ఐస్ సీస్ డిఫరెంట్ డిఫరెంట్ ఫార్మ్స్, ఆల్ స్పెసిఫిక్ ఫార్మ్స్ రిడ్యూస్డ్ ఇంటు జనరల్ ఫార్మ్స్, జనరల్ ఫార్మ్స్ రిడ్యూస్డ్ ఇంటు సంకల్ప ద ఎక్స్పీరియన్స్ మైండ్, దెన్ ఎక్స్పీరియన్స్ ఆర్ సంకల్ప మెర్జ్ ఇంటు విజ్ఞాన చైతన్యం. దెన్ థర్డ్ వన్ ఈజ్ విశేష గ్రహణం. విశేష గ్రహణం మీన్స్ గ్రాస్పింగ్, స్పెసిఫిక్ గ్రాస్పింగ్, దిస్ ఇస్ కాల్డ్ త్వగేంద్రియం. గ్రహణం రెడ్యూస్డ్ ఇంటు సామాన్య గ్రహణం, ఆర్ యూ కెన్ టేక్ హస్త టేకింగ్, నో గ్రాస్పింగ్ టేకింగ్, సామాన్య గ్రహణం సంకల్ప, దెన్ ఇట్ మెర్జ్ ఇంటు వివేక జ్ఞాన విజ్ఞాన చైతన్యం, విజ్ఞాన చైతన్యం. నెంబర్ ఫోర్ ఈజ్ ఆల్ ద సంకల్పాస్ ఆఫ్ ద మైండ్ మెర్జ్ ఇంటు విజ్ఞానం. ఆల్ ద సంకల్పాస్ ఆఫ్ మైండ్ మెర్జ్ ఇంటు వాట్? విజ్ఞాన ఆత్మ, విజ్ఞాన చైతన్యం. అదిదా తైత్రీయ ఉపనిషత్తులో విజ్ఞానం బ్రహ్మే దివ్య జానాత్ అని అంత పైన అనుమానమే ఉంది. విజ్ఞానం బ్రహ్మ అని నెనచా. ఇంకే విజ్ఞానం అన్న ఆత్మ అని అర్థం. ఓకే, ఆల్ స్పెసిఫిక్ సంకల్పాస్ ఓవర్ నౌ. ఆల్ స్పెసిఫిక్ నాలెడ్జ్, వాట్ ఈస్ స్పెసిఫిక్ నాలెడ్జ్? Many of us are sitting here, all of our knowledge different, differently, separately if you take, they are called specific knowledge. All of you are not understanding in same way, I hope, okay? All are not understanding in same way, all of you are not thinking in the same way. So differently we are thinking, different sankalpa. Differently we are receiving knowledge, different knowledge. That is called specific knowledge. Number 5, all specific knowledge resolve into, reduced into buddhi vijnanam, samashti vijnanam, or that is called awareness, chaitanyam. In atma is one, atma the awareness is one chaitanyam, prajnana ghanam ani chollu. And the awareness thane oru body lo irukipo illiyo, oru body e irukku ipo specific knowledge. All this specific knowledge born out of that total knowledge, all have to merge into total. That is the fifth one. Then twagindriyam, that twak sparsha, specific sparsha. So you have your own sparsha, I have my own sparsha, touch, isn't it? Separate specific touch is there. All specific vishesha twag, ayanam is what? Samanya twagindriyam. Swamanya is what? General. Then general, behind that, what is there? Mind. Mind is there. That is samanya sparsha sankalpaha. Adha kosu karcha kuda టక్కన తెలియదు. ఉంగళ్ళ కొసు కడిచా ఎనకు తెలియలే. సో మై కొసు ఫీలింగ్ ఈజ్ స్పెసిఫిక్, యువర్ కొసు ఫీలింగ్ ఈజ్ స్పెసిఫిక్, బట్ ఆల్ ద టచ్ పుట్ టుగెదర్ సామాన్యం. ఇన్ ద టచ్కి బిహైండ్ హూ ఈజ్ దేర్ టు నో? సంకల్పం, మైండ్ ఈజ్ దేర్. అండ్ ద మైండ్ ఎప్పుడు అరియరుది? అన్న అవేర్నెస్. ఇదెల్లా తెలియదు నమకు, చుమ్మా యూఆర్ ఫీలింగ్ ద టచ్. యూనో what is sensation? Whole body Bhagavan has kept. Konja numbness vanda, numbness varudhu complaint. Enna I need sensation, illena enna agum? Sensation illena what is happening, you do not know. Enna pramadam paarugo. most powerful sense organ is this skin. Next, seventh one is nasika, grana indriyam. Okay, nasike na, that gandha, specific gandha. Specific gandha and samanya gandha. Specific gandha, the smell, specific smell merge into total smell or general smell, gandha. And the samanya gandha ke pinnadi yaar irukka, sankalpa, manas. So all gandha will merge into mind. Then mind merge into what? Sankalpa, awareness. That's why every experience merge into awareness. Specific experience, general experience, experience merge into awareness. Then sarvesham rasana, taste. Taste kuda different, different. Sarvesham rasaha, specific rasaha, taste, merge into general taste. General taste merge into mind, mind merge into vijnana chaitanyam. Vijnana chaitanyam na awareness. Sankalpa na manas. Manas na experience. Appa. Number 9. Sarvesham chakshuhu. Chakshuhu na the rupam, what I said, rupam all merge into different rupams. Here chakshuhu specifically jnana indriyam we are talking. Merge into same idea da. Ditto ditto potukongo. Cholinne pona time pathadu. Okay, sarvesham shrotra indriyam shabdam, sarvesham sankalpanam manam ekayanam, sarvesham vidyanam buddhi ekayanam. All our vidya, knowledge, where buddhi. Okay, sarvesham hastanam, what hasta does, holding the things, karma, action they are doing, and they merge into specific action of taking, grasping, merge into general. Ekayanam. Then upasthanam, ananda, specific ananda, procreation, the progeny, the procreation, that organ is upasthanam, anandaha, merge into samanya upastha sankalpaha. Then that merge into awareness. Then visarjanam, apanam, merge into samanya visarjana sankalpaha, then into awareness. Similarly, pada. Pada also specific pada action, whatever gamanam. That gamanam also merge into total. Samanya gati sankalpa, then vijnana chaitanyam. Then finally he says, vishesha shabdanam walk. Vishesha shabdanam walk. Merge into samanya shabda sankalpaha, samanya vak sankalpaha, then it merge into vijnanam. Idella kada aayidthe story. Okay, all karma indriyani, jnana indriyani, manasu, buddhi, vidya, knowledge, shabdam, ellame awareness la merge. Enna doubt irundhana oru vaadi oru asatta lasatta podum thookam podume ella merge aayidum. Enga irukappa na ஒண்ணுமே தெரியாது, இங்க தூங்காதுங்கோ அப்படியே. டோன்ட் டூ ஹியர். ஸோ இந்த முண்டக உபநிஷத்து ஆல்சோ சே மந்த்ரா சேஸ் கதா பஞ்சதச, ஆல் தீஸ் 15 ஃபேக்கல்டிஸ், கதா கலா பஞ்சதச பிரதிஷ்டாஹான் தேவாச்ச சர்வே, ஆல் இந்திரிய தேவதாஸ் தேவாச்ச சர்வே பிரதி தேவதாசு, அந்தந்த தேவதா போய் டோட்டல் விராட்டில் மேர் ஜிரண்ய கர்ப்பால. தென் கர்மாணி விஜான மயஸ்ச ஆத்மா, அந்த விஜானல்ல லயமாகும். தென் வாட் பரேவியையே சர்வம் ஏகீ பவந்தீன. ஸோ இன் ஸ்லீப் வி டோன்ட் ஹாவ் ஸ்பர்ஷ ஜானம், சப்த ஜானம், ரூப ஜானம், ரச ஜானம், புத்ரி ஜானம், புத்திர ஜானம், நத்திங் இஸ் தேர். வாட் இஸ் தேர்? நத்திங் இஸ் தேர்னு சொல்லாதுங்க. I am aware of that sleep. I am sleeping nicely. அது எப்படி தெரியும்ன்ற அண்ணா, காலையில் எழுந்த உடனே நல்லா தூங்கிட்டேன், ஒன்றுமே தெரியாது அண்ணா. So awareness is there. Specific knowledge is not there. மனசு இருக்கோ? மனசு கிடையாது. Awareness இருக்கோ? இருக்கு. அது இல்லைன்னா காலையில் எழுந்துக்க முடியாது. விஞ்ஞான சைதன்யம் is there. Thank God, you are aware of that sukham in the sleep, but you cannot talk, medium is not available, therefore you talk about that sleep after waking up. Adi enna pralayam? Pralayam thane? Laya. Enna laya? Apekshika laya. Not atyantika laya. Every day you are creating pralayam. Ella thoongittu oru pralayam, chinna pralayam create pandrom, but we don't call it as pralayam. We call it as layam. Dissolution every day, every day. 4 hours, 5 hours, 6 hours, 7 hours, some people 8 hours. Ore layathil or irpa. That is next mantra we will read. 12th mantra. So, apekshika layaha iti. These are all apekshika laya. 12th mantra. Sa yatha sandhava kilyaha. Udake prastaha. Udakamevanu viliyetam. Nahasyam. Udgrahanayevam. Syat. Yato yatastvadaditam. Yatastvadadit lavanamevam. Evam va arem. Idam mahat. Bhutam. Anantam aparam. Vijnana ghanayevam. Etebhyo bhutebhyah samuthaya tanevanu vinashyati na pretya sanyasti are bravimiti hovacham Yajna Balkyaha. He is giving another example. It's a very, very important mantra. Here, Shankaracharya presenting Atyantika Pralaya. Atyantika Pralaya means absolute resolution is possible only by Jnanam or in Videha Mukti. Absolute resolution is possible only in Jnanam, Jivan Mukti or Videha Mukti. This is a Nididhyasana mantra. Another important significance of this mantra is Chidabhasa explanation is very clearly pointed out here. Previous mantra is the source, is a pramanam for Chidabhasa. This Chidabhasa merge into original. Chidabhasa is a not a chit. Chidabhasa is mithya, but Chidabhasa appearance, that is called reflected consciousness. That reflected consciousness can exist because of chit consciousness, chaitanya. So Chidabhasa, abhasa nan artham? Ni moonj par abhasama irkan. It's not real. Abhasa means not real. Chidabhasa means the chittu nudaya abhasa. Chitta nanardam consciousness. So the reflected anna abhasam. Reflection means pratibimbam. Pratibimbam is always abhasam. Reflection is always abhasam. Abhasam is always unreal. Your face in the mirror is abhasam or... Abhasa. Our own face in the mirror is abhasam. What abhasam? Mukhabhasam. Idi grivastha mukam. Adenna mukam? Darpanastha mukam. Darpanastha mukam is pratibimba mukam. Grivastha mukam is pratibimbam or bimbam? Ma. Bimba mukam. This is bimba mukam. So bimba mukam illamale pratibimba mukam irukka mudiyuma? Mudiyadu. So pratibimba mukham is because of whom? Mirror. Bimba mukham irukke. Anal pratibimba mukham tayar aagradhukku undu pandradhukku ange manifest aagradhukku enna irukkanum? Mirror irukkanum. Darpanam irukkanum. Illaya? Adha medium anar. Without medium you cannot see the reflected face. Similarly, the whole this sukshma shariram, pancha gnaneendriyani, pancha karmeendriyani, pancha pranadayaha, buddhi, manasu, everything is a medium for atma to reflect. And the reflected consciousness alone is available here in the form of ahankara, chidabhasa, non ani solram illaya. அந்த அகங்காரம் ஈகோ இஸ் கால்டு சிதாபாசம். இப்படி இந்த அகங்காரம் வந்து ரிஃப்ளெக்டிங் இன் த மீடியம் பாடி. அண்ட் தட் அகங்கார ரிஃப்ளெக்டிங் இன் த பாடி, அந்த அகங்காரக்கு முன்னாடி என்ன இருக்க? ஃபர்ஸ்ட் வேர்ட் இஸ் வாட்? அகம். அகம் இருக்கு. அந்த அகம் தான் சித். தட் அகம் இஸ் சித். தென் when it reflects in that body mind complex, that it become ahankara. That means atma is crystallized in the body mind complex. Agnivalkya gives one example here. That example is saindhavam, salt crystal. You take as salt and put in the water. Saindhava khilyaha. A salt crystal. Udake prastaha. You mix in the waters. Udaka means waters. Prastaha means mix in that. Merge into water. Entire water. Udakameva anuviliyeta. The salt merge into the waters fully, anuviliyeta, then you cannot see the salt with your eyes. Naha asya udgrahanaya eva syat nasyat. You cannot take the salt out once it merge into the waters. Now, how do you know there is salt? You have to taste the water. Top portion you taste salty. Right side portion of water salty. Left side of portion of water salty. So how do you know there is salt? By tasting you know the entire water is salt is there. Salt is dissolved. Can you take any expert, however may be the great person, can he take the salt from that water just like that? Because it has merged. So how do you know there is salt? Na, because of experience. Similarly, atma is there in the entire body. And how do you know? இங்க மாதிரி டேஸ்ட் பண்றேன் சுவாமி, கொஞ்சம் கடிச்சு பாக்குறேன்னு அப்படி பார்க்க முடியாது. Awareness, that awareness is the what? That is the clue to recognize the Atma is there. Where is Atma? The entire body Atma is pervading. How do you know? I am aware of whole body. Enda part la iruka Atma? Whole body, entire body it is there. Similarly, like this example he gives in what? Like salt merges. Yataha yataha tum. Adadita, wherever you touch the water, you sip the water, you feel the salt only. Lavanam eva. Evam, we saw in Chandogya Upanishad also, the same example. Evam va, are, who is are? Maitreyi. Come to the next class, I will tell you. Purnamada, Purnamidam, Purnat, Purnamudachyate. பூர்ணஸ்ய பூர்ணமாதாய பூர்ணமேவாவசிஷ்யதே. ஓம் சாந்தி சாந்தி சாந்தி. ஹரிஹி ஓம். ஸ்ரீ குருப்யோ நமஹ. Hari Om.